all stood us at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Previously on Tavern Tales, with a click, the doors are unlocked, and as they're opened, a torrent of water has driven half the party from their feet back down the corridor into the other room.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
A torrent of hard water blasted most of the party off their feet, down the corridor and back into the clutches of that lord of snails, big old slug, Takuzi's Takotal, who chuckled darkly and dimly. Able to resist the flood of water, Penny cried out to Tex as Alabama and Florida were swept from the room, saying,
"Oh no! They're floating away!"
"I'm right sorry, patrons at the bar. I'm trying to get back into the headspace of Penny, and she keeps coming up kind of like a Southern Belle." "I'll try again."
"What's going on with this freaking story, man?"
"Whatever. How many characters do you get to interject in this story?"
"One."
"No, that would be...
It's a powerful white gem you
have." "The first character was like a halfling young lady type person that thought Alabama was the like hottest since sliced bread."
"I don't remember that."
"I know.
I just remember my little old lady from the last game."
"Oh no, our friends! I can't do it now. It's stuck like that. That's her voice. When she's in shock, her voice goes like that."
And now let us peek into the adventure itself as we get around to only the second time we've done this for this adventure. Roll initiative.
I would like to double.
You spend a blue gem to roll with advantage?
Not that it'll do much, but.
I believe in you.
Ooh.
Nice.
An 18. A 20.
I love it. Who did the best?
I got an 18.
Awesome. Tell us who you are, person who did the best.
Hello, I am Marie Claire, and I am playing the human vengeance paladin Florida man, who is a woman.
Cool. Who got the second best?
Well, I rolled a 17. Did anyone beat a 17?
Nope.
This is Aaron playing Texas Walker, the Shadarkai Monster Slayer Ranger.
Who rolled the next best?
I got 12, and I am Paige. and I play Alabama Johnson.
And lastly,
is always Allison, who always rolls the worst. That's my lot in life. And I play Penny Jones, or Pennsylvania Jones, or Pennsylvania Ass Kicker Jones, whichever you prefer. And yeah, she got a whole total of 7 initiative.
Excellent.
So she'll be in the back seat.
Well, tumbling to and fro through the water, smashing into the end of the tunnel, and then getting swept into the moat itself are none other than Florida Man and Alabama Johnson. And did I issue to you damage that you took from that side swipe in the
I want to say yes,
pummeling?
Because I have damage done to me.
Perfect. And how about you? Do you have damage done to you?
I do have some damage, but yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's only 2, and the minimum you would be taking is 3 from that. So yes, that would be correct.
Okay.
Cool. So you've taken your damage. You've been washed into the thing, and Takuzi's Takotal strikes out at you with a acid spit attack, and I don't know who that individual would be that would get attacked first. So why don't you just both of you roll a die, and whoever rolls higher is the one that is luckily not attacked.
4.
Anna, 11.
So Tex, you're not attacked, even though I really wanted to. Florida man, it's going to attack you. It's going to exhale acid in a 30-foot line that is 5 feet wide. Oh, it's hitting both of you. Each creature in that line, now you'll be making dexterity saving throws. And did you beat a 13, Florida man?
Yes, I did. I got a 17.
Then you take only 9 damage from the acid that hits you and scorches and burns at your exposed body parts. And how did we do?
I got an 8.
Then you have failed and you take 18 acid damage. Now, thankfully, this acid damage would normally continue to eat away at you, but it doesn't because you were plunged into the water and then bleep, back up because Water Walk is still active. This means, Flo, you go first.
Okay. As part of being a vengeance paladin, I can basically, you know, show the wrath of gods to them. So I'm going to abjure this enemy and they must make a... I'm going to display my holy symbol, being the very essence of vengeance, and basically say, feel how wrong you are and how much I'm going to bring my vengeance upon you. And then they must make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, cool. Love it.
Unless they're immune to being frightened.
Nope, they do not have that resistance. They have got a total... What type of save is this?
Wisdom.
They have a 14 save on the wisdom saving throw.
Mine is a 15 spell save CC.
Then I do believe that is sufficient.
So on a failed save, the creature is frightened for 1 minute unless it takes any damage or until it takes any damage. But while frightened, the creature's speed is 0 and it cannot benefit from any bonus to its speed. That was less useful, sorry.
Okay, so it is frightened unless it takes damage.
Yes, or until.
Okay, that was Flo's turn. Is there anything else you'd like to do?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to Tex's turn.
All right, cool. I'm going to cast Zephyr Strike on myself.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it to
sure.
What it does? So I move like the wind until the spell ends. My movement doesn't provoke attack of opportunities. Once before the spell ends, I can give myself advantage on one weapon attack roll on my turn. That attack deals an extra 1d8 force damage on a hit. Whether I hit or miss, my walking speed increases by 30 feet until the end of that turn.
What's yours? Is yours an action there, Tex?
Bonus action.
Okay. So what level of spell is that?
That is a first level.
So you're not going to provoke opportunity attacks. And once before the spell ends, you can give yourself advantage on one weapon attack roll on your turn. And when you do that, the attack gives you an additional d8 force damage. And the turn you engage that, your speed increases by 30 feet.
Yes, cool. Sir.
Cool.
So I'm going to then just... do my attack.
Well, you're nowhere near the thing. You're in the corridor with the water flooding through.
I thought I was knocked into the room.
Both the two of you held your feet as the water blasted into you.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you're both fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then I shall move into the room then.
Absolutely. So you can enter into the room. That is a full 60 feet of movement to get into the room.
Cool. So I will. I think I've got more than enough movement to get into the room.
Yes.
Yes.
But not unless you're going to use the spell now, you would not be able to attack.
That's okay. I've got it for a minute. So
okay,
I'll just get into the room.
Yeah, you double move. You're now standing just inside the doorway of the room. You can see Tecuzzi's Tecotl is on the wall, and he has spit acid at your two friends that you can see them sizzling as they bob back up to the surface. Boop. You're standing on the water itself. Oh, wait. What's the range of Water Walk? How close do they have to be before they are no longer in the vicinity? Because we ran into that in Forge of Fury.
Mm. 30 feet.
Uh-oh. No, Water Walk is off of Tex and Penny.
Blah. It's a good thing I fly.
Don't know what you're going to
do. You mean
me?
No.
Tex and Penny, you have Water Walk still upon you. You're right next to
Alabama. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Cool. All right. Thanks.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
That changes things.
It is now the slug's turn. And the slug sees the two of you standing there and is going to spit acid at you again. Because it recharges on a 4 to 6 and I recharged. So
it's frightened.
Yeah, that's right. It can't take any aggressive action towards you, can it?
Nope.
Huh. How does it spit acid at Alabama and happen to hit you? No, that's fine. It's not going to move closer, and it's not going to make an attack roll. You both have to make dexterity saving throws.
Boo!
I'm dead.
We have rolled already, and we see that Alabama Johnson has failed. You take another 18 points of acid damage.
I'm zero.
You're zeroed out?
Oh, yeah.
How far below zero are you?
Six.
Okay, you're just at zero. That's fine.
I'm okay.
All right. You take 9 more points of acid damage. Ugh. How many hit points were you down?
I only had 30.
Oh, okay.
That first one knocked you down like 18, and then you're down before then. And
you're a level 5 cleric, and you only have 30.
I have 33.
Yeah.
And then we were knocked down to 32, and then I was knocked down to 30.
Yep.
And then, yeah. One thing led to another.
Yep. One thing has led to another. You are down in the first round. That was... Tukuzi's Te Kotel. I will roll my d6 to see if it recharges. It does.
I wanted to do something so cool.
It is now Alabama's turn for death saves.
Second time in my 2 years I've had to do this.
You just spent a blue in order to get a...
I don't have any blue.
Oh.
I have 4 freaking whites.
Yeah.
Well, if you die, you can... No, I'm just kidding.
I can't use any of my afterlife spells on myself, can I?
No.
It's for others.
14.
You have succeeded.
Yay.
All right. That was Alabama's turn. Penny, got a long way to go.
Yeah. I'm going to start with Bardic Inspiration. It's a good place to
for
start.
For
Tex, because Tex is the closest. Tex. Isn't he? Oh, you ran away.
I'm in the room.
You're the only one.
I have to move and then do things. Okay. And I can't. Well, I can fly, but then is he probably going to get an attack of opportunity if I fly into the room?
Can't take attacks of opportunity at the moment.
Okay.
He's scared.
So I'm going to try and get to Alabama.
You have no idea what's going on, but sure.
So I'll fly into the room.
What's your flight movement?
50.
Okay, so you can leap into the air, flap your wings. The corridor is 10 feet wide, so let's say that you just... barely can get through this, since you did tell me you're 8 feet tall with a wingspan that should be twice that. So that's tight. Mm-hmm. But let's say, for sake of argument, you manage to move 50.
Mm-hmm.
You're still not clear of the corridor to now, but you can now see Tex immediately.
Okay,
he's standing in the doorway, silhouetted by the glow of the continual flame torches in his hand. He looks like soaking wet Indiana Jones. Picture him standing there, rapier in one hand instead of a whip.
Does he look in distress? What can I read off of him?
He's just Texas is standing in the doorway.
What's good?
It's as far as he could get.
Okay, and that's as far as I can get too. Well, pretty much.
That is just your move action.
Yeah,
50 feet. Now, if you would like to do anything else, spend a spell slot, cast a spell for your action, or do a bonus action, you can. Like you were talking earlier about Bardic Inspiration. Mm-hmm. You can grant Bardic Inspiration because you can see Tex now.
Yeah. So I'll do Bardic Inspiration for Mr. Tex Man.
Cool. Tex Man. Inspire him, please. Inspire us all.
Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. It's just instrumental.
Ah.
Yeah, but it's pretty inspiring.
It's beakumental. I just totally thought that you'd end in a...
It's the final countdown. How about we do that?
I thought you'd end with some sort of raucous pterosaur croak.
Ah! There you go. You got it all there.
Do-do-do.
Do you feel inspired?
Do-do-do-do.
Yes. Of course you do.
Cool. You have been given your D8 of inspiration. That is a bonus action and a move action. What would you like to do with your regular action?
I am going to pull out my whip, and I'm going to, because I'm flying and he's down low.
Sure.
And
he's
offer
in
it.
The door. You're going to fly through the doorway. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to offer it to Tex, and I'm going to fly him somewhere.
Drop a free action. Sure. You can drop the whip at Tex.
Well, I'm holding it and I'm offering him the end of it. I'm going to try and lift him through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But that'll be another action. But whether he takes the whip or not is up to Tex.
Okay. Because you're going to fly him around?
Yeah.
We're going to do cool things together.
The last time you tried to fly around, you ended up clawing onto it.
That's because I don't roll good, guys. Okay. But it's not Penny's fault.
So he's not in danger of sinking into the moat. There's it's 2 feet of water and difficult terrain for him to move around. That just cuts his movement in half. But Tekuzi's Te Kotel is right up on the wall beside him. He just looks up to the left at around 10:30 in the morning, sort of a time on the clock. There is Takuzi's Take Hotel. So he's okay. He can easily see and attack Takuzi's Take Hotel. What would you like to do with your action? You're still in the corridor, though. If you want to take your action to move again, you can, and rush to the aid of Alabama Johnson, who is floating on top of the water, I gather, I guess. I mean, yeah. The spell's in effect for an hour, so yeah, you're floating on the water. It's a waterbed.
So I can see. I was just assuming I couldn't see her and didn't know what was going on. But if I can see her floating, then that's where I'm going to go. Sorry, him. If I can see Alabama.
I can also heal him, too.
I guess you probably heal
I'm Alabama. Like right by him.
So Penny's going to move again to be right next to Alabama Johnson.
Yes.
Cool. Fly over, fly through, one of your taloned legs kicks Tex in the back of the head, because that's a tight fit through that doorway with a giant wingspan, and Tex takes 1 point of... No, just kidding. All right.
Sorry, Penny.
That was Penny's turn, and we are back to the top of the round, where it is Flo's turn.
Awesome. So Alabama's still dying.
Mm-hmm. Has begun the process of death, yes.
All right, so I'm going to cure wounds.
I see.
Cool, you want to cast cure wounds, or do you want to lay on hands?
I'm going to cast cure wounds.
Say the words of curing.
Get your ass up.
That does sound pretty Florida, I like it.
You got this. Go Jaguars.
It's cool.
All right.
This is me not giving you a gem.
I know. Aww. It's 7 points.
You're back in the game, Alabama. You're back in the game.
Can I say something to the slug?
As soon as it's your turn. It is Tex's turn.
All right, cool. So Tex is going to attack with his Zephyr Strikiness for the first attack.
Cool. So what does this spell sound like? What did you do when you cast the spell that allowed you to suddenly be all extra movie? And what is the color surrounding that to let us know that some sort of magical effect is upon you?
Well, it is just vocal. So he kind of leans back and he goes,
"Hoo-wee, get along."
And then it begins.
Cool.
You took that from my old McDonald last weekend, jerk.
No, I didn't. That's a 27 to hit.
Wow. That's enough to hit.
Okay, cool.
Should hope so. Otherwise.
Should I roll the force damage separately or both of them together?
Yeah, you roll them all together, but you can it doesn't matter in this instance.
So 8 damage total for the first attack.
Takuzi's Take Hotel has now been hurt.
No.
And then the second attack, 26.
To hit?
Yes.
Then yes.
6 damage.
All right. You're using your rapier to strike, right?
Yes.
And you're holding your continual flame torch in the other hand?
No, I was using my bow.
You're using your bow?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I do way better with my bow.
That was Tex's turn. It is now Takuzi's Take Hotel's turn. And yeah, he is going to punch Tex with his pseudopod antenna thingies in the face. Bam, bam.
Two
Give
punches?
Me all 1, 2. Boof, boof.
Wow.
Ho, ho, ho. You think you can attack me? I am powerful.
Ooh, I have hit twice. Wait, is your armor class 17?
Or... No.
Okay, so I've hit twice. And he does 24 bashing damage to you.
Oh.
And I'm down.
Yeah.
Cool.
No.
I'll take that bowl. Eat it.
That's right. That means if Paige and I both die, we get to go home early.
Not how it works. Yeah.
It is now your turn, Alabama. You see Tex fall.
Oof. That's the sound I think.
You're laying on the ground. You're laying on a waterbed.
Just to confirm, because I couldn't really find it, Radiant Soul, which is from my Asimar part. Does that count?
I don't think you have that anymore.
Oh,
then what's the point of being an Asimar?
You have the other one,
the dark
fallen
one.
Asimar.
No, we had said we were going to leave it as light because I was a light in, and I was keeping all of my light stuff because I was acting in the.
That's
light.
Your cleric stuff. You're still a cleric of the light domain.
I'm a protector Asimar. Like, it's not a light or a dark.
Right. Can you grab me Bolo's guide?
Because there's protector Asimar, scourge, and fallen. Why wouldn't I still be a protector?
Because you're not a radiant, angelic Asimar.
You have bat wings.
But all of my spells are radiant.
No, that's cleric stuff.
I know.
And you're a light cleric of the light domain.
Yeah.
That's all. We said that wasn't going to change at all. That's all still in good effect. It's just that your Asimarness, your I'm of the lawful good lineage, you've now fallen.
Use a fallen angel.
So Radiant Soul is your protector Asimar thing, but now you have this thing called Necrotic Shroud instead, because your inner light has been replaced by shadow. So yeah, you get your wings have changed to bat-like wings, right? That's
yeah, but we didn't have this conversation. I thought I was just keeping everything as is, just my physical features changed.
I mean, instead of doing radiant damage, you'll be doing necrotic damage. So it's just a color thing.
The whole point of Radiant Soul is that I deal extra radiant damage when I cast a radiant spell.
When you deal damage, period. If you do damage with an attack or a spell, you're going to do additional radiant damage. Doesn't matter if it's a radiant spell or not. And then if, so instead you're just going to do additional necrotic damage instead of radiant damage. So it's really, there's no mechanical difference except, oh God, what's his name? Kinijaja.
Yeah. Okay. So I just deal necrotic on each attack versus radiant. Okay. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. So really you're not, there's no, it's just necrotic instead of radiant.
Okay. So my question either way, with these different Asimar abilities, does that count as my action? Like I can't do that as well as a spell, or I can't do that as well as my channel divinity.
You use your action to unleash your radiant soul. That's your action for the turn, is to sprout the wings, have the black light infused eyes, and be dark.
And then it would be the next turn.
Exactly.
If I lived that long.
Unless you did also like a spell of spelliness. A bonus action spell or a reaction spell, something like that. You could then would also be different.
I love that quote of the day.
Okay. Problem is, guys, I only have first level spells left right now.
Yeah, because we didn't get to have a rest before.
No.
What would have happened if we had had a rest in that hallway that you said we shouldn't have a rest in?
Acid damage, remember? Probably acid or breathing poison.
Oh, the one where you had a short rest? Like with the statue?
Because we had a short, didn't we? Or we thought about it.
I don't think we had a rest at all.
There was no rest last game. No.
So Tex, you're down, right?
Yes, I'm down.
I will cast Spare of the Dying on Tex.
Cool. Yeah, that's just a bonus action.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. You tell me.
I can trip.
Ah, no, it's not a bonus action then.
Yeah.
Do you have to touch him?
Yes. How far away is he?
Do you have, is eight a first level spell or a second level spell? I think it's a second level spell.
Second.
Yeah, it's a
I would one. Use that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I could cure wounds, but I want to save.
I hear you.
Some of those.
You don't have to cast Spare the Dying. It's just going to main, he doesn't have to make death saves anymore. He'll still be at zero hit points and unconscious. Mm-hmm. So you can wait a couple rounds before
getting there.
So you might want to engage Radiance of the Radiant Soul.
Or the other one.
Yeah.
Necrotic Soul.
See, but then I might not live long enough to use.
It's okay.
We have healing things. You have blow things.
But if if I cast my necrotic shroud, if I go to zero again, that's undone.
No, I guess that's still up. Whatever.
Okay.
Unless it's a concentration thing.
No, it doesn't look like it. It lasts for 1 minute or until you end it as a bonus action.
Then yes, it's just like water walk. It would be active until even if you went down for 1 whole minute.
I'm going to cast necrotic shroud.
Okay. Do it.
This is Zotzalaha, right?
Yeah.
That's my current one?
Yeah.
Okay. There's so many.
But also, this is not, you're not invoking Zotzalaha in this instance, right? Because this is part of your aspect Asimar. Of being an like a half angel person. So you just get to describe it. And it's freaky.
Okay. So up until this point, Alabama was still kind of sitting on the water, trying to figure out what had just happened. And he thought he was friends with the slug. And so he felt kind of betrayed that had happened. He starts getting really angry about the situation and that they were in the clear and he was going to find Arizona. And everything inside him just started to boil. So he decides to let leash his new necrotic shroud that's been bestowed upon him under Zotzalaha. You can slowly see from the bottom of his feet, it almost looks like there's a very light flame starting to surround his feet and moving up in a dark bronze, it almost looks black, and then the flickers in bronze going all the way up his body to the tip of his head. And as it passes each feature, it starts pouring out, so like his ears and his mouth and his eyes, and it's all this dark bronze color. And as it passes his back, his bat wings come out, but they are also surrounded in this bronzy black fire as well.
Super cool.
You just feel like you're taking radiation damage and you're being anywhere near Alabama. And of course, you're flying right next to Alabama. So what is Penny's reaction? Because it's now your turn.
Damn, Alabama. I wouldn't normally say this, but you are hot.
And that was your action.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to do?
No. That's fair. I'm going to try and heal our friend Tex.
Okay.
So I'm going to swoop down to where he is.
Fly back to Tex.
Yeah. And do a healing word.
Okay. Does healing word require touch?
No, it's 60 feet, so it's not touch.
Yeah, you don't have to go near
Tex. So you don't have to go here near him. Never mind. I was just thinking.
And that's a bonus action too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So bonus action it up. Say the words of healing for Tex.
I think I used this before. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it was, staying alive, staying alive. Please stay alive, Texas.
Cool.
And gets a D4.
Yeah, D4.
It's not a lot, but 8.
Woohoo, that's pretty good. Maxed it out. That was your bonus action.
That was
Penny.
My bonus action.
What else are you going to do?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
We're going to go back to the Asimar. He's going to do something.
What else?
We missed something. The instant you transform, other creatures within 10 feet of you that can see you must succeed on a charisma saving throw.
Or be frightened of you.
Or become frightened of you until your next turn.
Okay, cool. All right. The two of you, Flo and Penny, make those checks.
Sorry, guys. 10?
Not enough.
No.
You're both freaked out.
Yeah.
But I can still save my friend.
You get to do all your action. You have to use your move to move away. So you move away from that.
I stick with what I said, though.
Yeah, of course.
But I said in a frightened tone.
More like,
your hat!
I assume I don't have to make the save.
You're more than 10 feet away.
And you be half dead
at the
moment.
And you're laying there unconscious. Yeah. Yeah,
you're not
check
scared.
Anyway. I'm just kidding.
You have a nightmare right now. But I still give him those 8 hit points.
Cool. So we're back. You've done your move action. You've done your bonus action. What would you like to do with your actual action?
I want to hurt the slug guy.
Good idea.
But I don't have lots of things.
Go figure.
I know. Well, bards. It's a hard life for us. Because all the things I have hurt other people. So it's a problem. So I'm kind of like, I'm going to viciously mock him because he was a jerk face. And I wrote that in my notes, that he's a big jerk face. So
viciously mock him, please.
I'm going to look at how you say his name so that I purposely say it wrong. Just give me half a second.
Testicotals.
Tekutabukabatata. That guy. You are a jerk face, and I don't like you. You lied to us. I was trying to be your friend, and you're just a big old doo-doo head. Take that.
Ooh, burn.
Cool. What's my difficulty?
14.
I have a 14.
So then, yeah. So there's not even half or anything. So he's not insulted. That's fair. I didn't think it through. I was just really mad. It's in the moment.
That's very fair. It is now back again to the top of the round for Florida Man, our Vengeous Paladin.
Hello. I'm very afraid of Alabama, even though I don't want to say so. So I'm going to go and just straight up kamikaze attack the giant slug thing.
Cool. He is 15 feet up on the wall.
I have hand axes I can throw.
You can throw hand axes for sure, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Is there any way I can get at him?
Can you fly?
No.
Can you wall climb?
Can my horse, like, get me up there?
If you were on your horse, then yes, you would be tall enough to reach.
Would my horse get water walk?
No, your horse would not get water walk.
No.
But I mean, if you ran over there, cast your horse thingy, because remember, you're in the moat right now, but there is that ledge of that's only like 2 feet, 2.5 feet
and
deep.
Then stand on my horse?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that. It's going to be dope.
Please do that then.
I summon my horse. Here, horsey. I run over. Horsey appears.
Not what you said before.
I don't remember.
Write these things down. Do you have something better than here, horsey?
This is a new horse. It's supposed to be a
unicorn. Should be the same one.
It's supposed to be a unicorn.
You want a unicorn?
Do you remember what happened?
Who doesn't want a horse?
Supposed to be a unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
Why supposed
to be? Kinichaja promised me a unicorn.
That's right. So, yeah, no, you have to actually call the animal to you.
What's her name or his name?
Come here, majestic horsey.
What kind of name is for unicorn?
Thank you. me, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. And raise a glass and toast to the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.